Today we are learning Lesson 16 in the Book of Ruth. We're beginning Chapter 3, Perek Gimel. We're going to learn Psukim 1 through 4, Aleph through Dalet. 3.5 months have passed. We're coming to the end of the summer, at the end of the month of Tammuz. And now, Naomi, since Ruth has passed her 3 months after conversion, Naomi feels it's time to broach the topic of Ruth having Yibum with Boaz. So, Pasuk Aleph, Vatomer la Naomi Chamosa. And Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, she says, I want two good things for you. Biti, my daughter, halo avakesh loch manoach, halo, shall I not avakesh seek loch for you manoach? Contentment, rest. And the commentaries explain that shouldn't you get married? Shouldn't I seek to get you married? A husband will provide you with contentment and security and rest. But not just to get married to anybody, because you could get married to an ignorant person and that won't be a pleasant marriage. So she adds, Asher which yitav loch, that is good for you. Meaning to say, shouldn't we find you a husband who's a shomer Torah mitzvahs, who keeps Torah and mitzvahs? Isn't it time you got yourself married? And now in Pasuk Bey, she's going to say, this is what I'd like you to do. Va'ata, and now, hello Boaz, isn't Boaz, number one, moda tonu, our relative, and number two, asher hoyis esnarosov, and you were with his maidens. So what she is saying is, I want you to go down to Boaz's field, and don't worry that it will look so suspicious that you're going down to Boaz's field. Because number one, you're a relative of Boaz, so it won't be so suspicious. Could be you're coming to celebrate, as we're going to see shortly. It's going to be the winnowing of the grain, which is a big cause for celebration. You're a relative, so you can go down. And number two, you were with his maidens, so people will think you're going to come to visit your girlfriends. And number three, hine, behold, who Zorah, he is winnowing es goren, by the threshing floor, hasaorim, of barley, haloila, tonight. He's going to be winnowing by the threshing floor, the barley, tonight. And that is a celebration of sorts, because that's finalizing a certain part of the whole harvest harvesting. So, therefore, you can go now, because you won't look suspicious for all those three reasons. Now, also, she knows that Boaz is going to be sleeping in the threshing floor, in the silo, as it were. Why? Because, unfortunately, there were many thieves and robbers, and Boaz will sleep in the silo to protect all his food. So, you know, so he's going to be doing that tonight, and therefore, you've got a good excuse to go, and no one will be suspicious of you. And now prepare for that. So, Pasuk Gimel, she says, V'rachatzta, and you shall bathe yourself. That's a simple understanding. Rashi brings down on a deeper concept, bathe yourself from any residual contamination of idolatry that you may still have from Moab. V'sachta, and anoint yourself. The simple meaning is true, but the deeper meaning, Rashi says, anoint yourself with mitzvahs. V'sampt simlo sayich olayich. Vesamt, and place your clothing upon yourself. Okay, what kind of clothing are we talking about? Nice clothing, Shabbos clothing. However, she doesn't say lavash, put on and dress them, but samt, put. Meaning to say, don't put on your Shabbos clothes yet, because if you go down and everyone sees you with Shabbos clothes, they're going to wonder what's going on. Rather, samt, place them. Place them on you, like carry them on your shoulders at night, so that won't attract attention, and you'll put them on later at the right time. Ve'yaradet hagoren, and you shall go down to the threshing floor. Now, in the text, there's a yud there, which would be read ve'yaradeti, which means, and I will go down, although we read it ve'yarad, you will go down, but Naomi is hinting that you will go down, but Yerati and I will go down with you. My merit will go down with you. Now you're going to go down there, and everyone's going to be there celebrating the threshing that's happening. So what you're going to do right away, no one will be in the silo, in the threshing floor, and you hide yourself in the threshing floor. And first you'll be there with everybody, and then you'll wait till people are going to leave. And as they leave, they're going to think you left, but instead you'll hide in the threshing floor. And therefore, al tivadi la'ish, don't make yourself known la'ish, to a man. Rashi learns it means don't make yourself known to Boaz yet. And others, the Malbim says, don't make you known to any man. No man should know you still stayed behind. Make this all secret. Don't come to Boaz yet. Ad kalos, until he finishes le'echov v'lishtos, to eat and drink, which he will be doing outside the silo. So you will hide in the threshing floor. And then in Pasuk Dalet, and then you'll be changing, you'll figure out when's the best time to change into your nice Shabbos clothes. And then he's going to go into the silo, and it's dark, so he won't see you. Vayehi v'shachvo, and it'll be when he will lie down. V'yadat es hamokom asher yishkov yom, and you will know the place where he is lying down, because you will already be in the silo. And now you will do something that will be hinting to Boaz. Now, it's not proper for Ruth to directly speak to Boaz and say, will you do the mitzvah of Yibum with me? That's not proper. It's brazen. But she could hint to it. And how she will hint to it, you have to have a basic understanding, as the Malbim explains, the whole issue of Yibum. He says the whole mitzvah of Yibum, and if one refuses to do Yibum, the procedure of Chalitza, where the woman removes the shoe from the potential husband, brother, who does not want to marry her. He says, basically, a body is considered, is compared to a shoe of the soul. Because a soul is so spiritual, it cannot be in this world, this physical world, without a body. Just like a person who's very delicate cannot be in a dirty place without shoes. So the same thing, the soul is so delicate, it can't be on planet Earth until it's in a body, and the body is like its shoe, like a shoe is at the bottom of the body. It protects it to not get dirty. So the body is like a shoe for the soul. And when a man dies without children, his soul doesn't have any rest, and it's still banging, as it were, yearning for his wife, that she never produced any children from him, and he does not want his name to be forgotten from Israel. So when the brother will marry the widowed wife and will have children, it's as if the dead body has now come down again into the world, because the baby that will be born from that Yibum marriage is really the soul of that deceased brother, and he will be called by his name, as it were, and he will be in his place, as we will see later on when it says, when Ruth does give birth to the baby. It will say that a son was born to Naomi, even though it's a grandson, but it's like a son. Because that child, which will later be Oved, the son of Boaz, he himself is really the reincarnated soul of Mahlon, the son of Naomi. And that's what's going to happen if the Yibum takes place. And then the soul of the dead has a shoe, as it were. Now has a body, a second body to re-enter into, that it can now have a second time in life. However, if the brother refuses to do the mitzvah of Yibum, that soul, that deceased soul, will not have that shoe, and it cannot come back to this world, and therefore it'll be wandering around. And now, to hint to all this, if a man refuses to do Yibum with his brother's wife, what does the wife do? The procedure of chalitza means she removes his shoe from his foot, and says, so they should say in the house of Israel, that this is a house where the shoe's been removed. Why? Because really the brother who refused to do Yibum, as it were, removed the shoe from his deceased brother by not allowing his soul to re-enter into the body of the newborn child, which would be like the shoe for the body the second time. So this is what Ruth is going to hint to Boaz. And now let's read the rest of the pasuk now. So Ubas, and you will come v'gilis margalosov, you'll uncover his feet. What does it mean? Hint to the fact that you are a goel, you are a redeemer, and therefore either reveal your feet, in other words, have no shoes on, and you'll be called Beis Chalutzanal, the house that the shoe's been removed. In other words, either you're going to refuse to do Yibum with me and I'm uncovering your feet and your feet don't have any shoes, and that's what will happen if we do Chalitza, not Yibum. Or the next thing she does, Vishachaft, and lie next to him. You're hinting to the fact that maybe he should in the future be intimate with her and lie with her and be able to bring another child in the world. And now you're offering that choice. By removing his feet, either it's going to be chalitza, or lying next to him, either it's going to be yibum. But it's all hinted to. And after you do that, v'hu yagid lach, he will tell you, es asher tasich, what you shall do. In other words, he will tell you, either he'll tell you to go to another person who is a closer redeemer, or he will speak to the redeemer, or he will redeem you, but he will tell you what to do. So this is the plan, and Naomi is now sending Ruth to go to Boaz and subtly tell him it is time to do the mitzvah of Yibum. Let's look at the psukim inside, the questions inside. Number one, what does Naomi mean when she tells Ruth that she is seeking to find rest for Ruth? She's trying to find her a husband. Two, what does Naomi mean when she tells Ruth that she is seeking to find what is good for Ruth? She's trying to find a husband who is a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, a God-fearing observant Jew. Three, what was Boaz going to do on his farm that night? He was going to be winnowing the barley, and then he was going to go to sleep in the silo that night. Four, how does Naomi persuade Ruth that her going to Boaz's field will not look suspicious? Number one, Boaz is a relative of yours, so going down to see your relative is not suspicious. Number two, you'll be seeing the young maidens that you're friends with, and they think you're going to see your friend. And number three, it's a celebration of the winnowing, and people will think you're coming for the celebration. Five, why will Boaz sleep in the threshing floor? Because he's afraid of robbers. Six, how does Rashi explain Ruth's bathing? Bathing means to bathe yourself and remove any vestiges of idol worship thoughts from Moab. Seven, how does Rashi explain Ruth's anointing? Anointing means anoint yourself with mitzvahs. Eight, what kind of clothes should Ruth wear tonight? She should wear Shabbos clothes. Nine, what else will go down with Ruth? The merit of Naomi will go down with her, as hinted by the words Yoradit T is written, although it's pronounced Yoradit. 10. How does the text hint to this? Well, I just said it. When the pasuk says V'yorad, it's spelled V'yoradit T, I will go down, but we read it V'yoradit, you will go down, so therefore Naomi's merits will go down with her. 11. When will Ruth change her clothes? After she gets to the silo and nobody sees, and Boaz is outside eating, she'll change her clothes there. 12. Where should Ruth wait for Boaz? In the threshing floor, in the silo. 13. When should Ruth make herself known to Boaz? He should make herself known to Boaz, one, when all the other people have left, and two, after Boaz has eaten and drunk. 14. Should Ruth directly ask Boaz to perform Yibum with her? No. 15. Based on the Malbim, why does the chalitza procedure require the removing of the shoe? The explanation is, we said that a soul in this world is like the shoe, the body of a person in the world is like a shoe for the soul, where the soul will not get dirtied as it were in this world. And when a person dies without children, the soul has not really felt completed because it hasn't produced any children. And therefore, what has to happen is for the brother to marry his sister-in-law, the widow, and then they'll have a child, and then that soul will now go into that body, and now it will have a shoe. But if the brother refuses to marry, and that soul will not have a shoe, it'll be shoeless, as it were, and therefore she removes the shoe from the living brother to hint to the fact that he's making his deceased brother be shoeless. And 16, what is the shoe symbolic of? That is the human body that acts as that place on earth where the soul can be there and not get dirty. 17, what is the spiritual benefit of Yibum? It allows the soul of the deceased brother to find another body to be able to have perpetuity. 18, what is Ruth hinting at by uncovering the legs of Boaz? That should he not wish to do Yibum, his legs will be uncovered in the future when his shoe will be taken off his foot. 19, what is Ruth hinting at by lying next to Boaz? That he should eventually perform the mitzvah of Yibum by being intimate with her. 20, what will Boaz tell Ruth? Boaz will tell Ruth what to do in terms of, will he do Yibum? Will he have another relative of Yibum? Will he go to the fellow? Will she go to the fellow? He'll give her all the instructions that she needs to know. Please spend a few minutes going over this lesson and to also review lessons 13, 14, and 15. Have a nice day.